Shalom, thank you for turning your browser this way. Sorry that the show is delayed this week, but I've been doing other things, which if you listen to the next podcast, you can kind of get a sense of what I've been doing in the beginning. This week, we began the fourth book of the Torah. The fourth book of the Torah is known in English as Numbers, or in Hebrew as Bamidbar. Now, it's interesting, the reason that the book is called Numbers is because the opening chapters of the book really talk about the numbers of different groups and various clans and tribes in the desert. However, in Hebrew, well, you know, people often wonder, where do the Hebrew names come from? I mean, where does the Hebrew name of a Torah portion or a book come from? The answer is that the first unusual or uncommon word that's used is the name of the Torah portion. For example, you can't name any Torah portion Vayidaber because almost half of them begin Vayidaber Adonai El Moshe Lemor, God spoke to Moses saying. So in the Torah portion for this week and in the book this week, the first significant and unusual word is Bamidbar, which literally means in the wilderness. Well, we'll talk about what it means to be in the wilderness this week. And again, I thank you so much for tuning in and listening. Take care and shalom. Shalom. This week we began to look at the book of Numbers, or Bamidbar. Bamidbar is often translated as in the desert. But really, it should be translated in the wilderness, regardless if it's wet or dry. It's a wilderness. The wilderness is a place where we both lose ourselves and find ourselves. It is the call to create a sense of order for ourselves. Yet it is also the place that reminds us that we can be lost and remain lost to the rest of the world. So it should be of no surprise that when the Israelites found themselves in the desert, attempting to find a way to create order out of wilderness, chaos, God ordered a census to give the people a sense of themselves. In our world today, we run into this issue of finding a sense of ourselves. Almost all the time. But we have the other problem with our sense. As opposed to creating numbers to find ourselves or have an understanding of our identity, we live in an age where we get lost in numbers. I mean, think about it. We have our social security number, our phone number, our various other numbers people can contact us through. There are serial numbers to the nth degree. We're also a binary culture. Just think of the computer where there are just two numbers, ones and zeros, and a series of yeses and nos that tend to determine, with the help of a series of logarithms, what is and is not of value. We are awash in numbers today. And ironically, that which provided a sense of identity for the Israelites in the desert tends to assault our sense of identity today. Clearly, this is a commentary on the notion of numbers in our world. Yet the importance of numbers in Judaism was known a long time ago. Unless God ordered it, in Jewish tradition, it was not customary to take a census. The thinking about taking any census was that counting the number of Jews would invite a visit from the Satan, the prosecuting attorney of God, not the guy with the pitchfork, to go to Adonai and proclaim that the Jewish community was becoming so large that we were counting, in a boastful fashion, our numbers. Thus, taking a census was an invitation to slaughter, and knocking down the numbers was punishment for having counted. When I was in rabbinical school, my professor of Talmud, Ben Zion Wachholder, taught us that when you're counting for a minyan, you don't count 1, 2, 3. Rather, you should count not 1, not 2, not 3. So as not to possibly invite the Satan to visit the community. Thus, the notion of numbers in our lives was also a warning that numbers were not an end. Rather, numbers were only a means to an end. The issue of numbers being mistaken for the ultimate goals in life is a constant struggle in our world today. We live in a world where the amount of money a person makes, the number of things a person has, the size of a place is often mistranslated as success and makes us forget what really matters. Perhaps the reminder of Bamidbar is that numbers can also become a wilderness for us. When we choose to live in a wilderness of numbers, perhaps when a CEO delivers not splash results in a quarterly, but a company that we feel connected to and want to purchase from, maybe when a person values what they can give rather than what they can earn, or maybe when we can realize that size is not an absolute value, rather quality is of the greatest importance, we begin to understand why Jewish tradition was adverse, even allergic, to the notion of a census. My prayer for you this week, may you find a value in yourself that transcends a number. Rather, may you find the best reflection of your soul, because being able to live your soul and through your soul is the surest thing that can lead you through any wilderness in life. I wish you a blessed week, and shalom.